Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms.
It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the place where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to discuss anti-aging with world-famous author John Gray, the author of the largest-selling hardcover book of the 90s, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And we're going to talk about anti-aging as well as ADHD, and we're going to talk a little bit about conscious men also. So we've got a really jam-packed interview with John Gray. I'm delighted to have him back on the show after a couple of years. And aging is something that's on the tip of everybody's tongue and the top of everybody's mind because we're all aging every second of every day. And you ask yourself, how old do I feel versus how old am I? And so many times we are just surprised when we get to a birthday and we say, wow, I just hit 50. I just hit 60. I just hit 65. Yet we don't feel that way. Or maybe we do. A lot depends on so many different variables about just darn luck, if you will, and how we take care of ourselves and the choices we make. But in our culture, we get a lot of definitions, a lot of what I call social ageism put on us, where we're told at a certain age, you're this, you're the student, and now you are the worker, and now you are the married, responsible person, and now you are the parent, and now you are the aging employee, and now are you being pushed out, and now you are the grandparent, and now you are retired, and now you are over. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. If you think about it, a lot of people nowadays, they retire by the time they're 60 or they're forced out, whatever, and if you take care of yourselves and you have good genes and you have a good lifestyle, you could live at least another 30 years. That's another third of your life. So it's important that we do not allow the culture in a society to determine what is old for us. I know so many folks who are turning 70, and to a person, they all come up with the word old. And you know what? It doesn't have to be that way, because invariably I ask them, how old do you feel? Do you feel 70? And every one of them says, no, I don't. I actually feel pretty good. Those who are fortunate to be in good health. Of course, a lot of things happen along the way, and a lot of people are stricken with different diseases, and we're not marginalizing or minimizing any of that stuff. But overall, most people, I think, feel a lot younger and a lot better than their chronological age. And that should tell you something and give you inspiration not to allow yourself to be defined by the culture as to how old you are. So we're going to get into all of that with John Gray. We're going to talk about a lot of things we can do behaviorally, lifestyle-wise, to protect our aging process. And we're going to get into also one of the chronic diseases, if you will, that's a real plight on our culture, and that is ADHD in young boys and young kids overall, and then young men and young women, and it's just it's something that has skyrocketed, and it's I guess it's part of it is because the hyper world we live in. So we're going to get into that and some of the things we can do to combat that, and then we have a little time at the end. We're going to discuss conscious men. What does it mean to be a conscious man? So interesting conversation. I think you're really going to enjoy our talk with John Gray today here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and I'm delighted to have one of the greatest guests we've ever had on Guys Guys Radio. It's his third appearance on the show, and today we're going to talk about aging and anti-aging. We're going to talk about ADHD and conscious men, three topics that are on the tip of everybody's tongues and are right in line with our values at Guys Guys Radio. My special guest is the world-renowned author and teacher, John Gray. He's the author of the most well-known relationship books of all time, the Men Are From Mars, Women Are For Women series, listed as one of the top 10 most influential books of the last quarter century, and was the number one best-selling hardcover book in the 90s. The books have been translated into 45 languages, over 100 countries, and John has also written over 20 books. His many books, blogs, and free online workshops at marsvenus.com provide practical insights to improve relationships at all stages of life and love. He's also, and we're going to get into a lot of this today, an advocate of health, optimal brain function, and John also provides natural solutions and advice for overcoming depression, anxiety, and stress to support increased energy, libido, hormonal balance, and better sleep, all stuff for guys, guys. Welcome back to Guys, Guys Radio, John Gray. It's great to see you.
Robert, good to be with you again.
Well, thank you so much. Let's start on aging. Aging is something that is on everybody's mind. My personal perspective that I've been developing over time, I write a column for UK Health Radio called Aging is a Choice. And basically what I'm doing is I'm tackling the notion that aging is a narrative that we've been given. Like, you're this age, so this is your role. You're that age, this is your role. And people are buying into that narrative. And basically, it says when you hit about 70, it's over. I've heard all of my friends, my boomer friends, every one of them, when they've turned 70, has said, I'm old. And I didn't ask them, are you old? But they all say, oh, I'm old now. And, you know, you ask somebody then, well, how old do you feel? Do you feel old? And to a person, none of them do. So what's going on in the big picture in terms of aging in our culture right now, John?
Well, I support what you're saying big time, because when I turned 70, I'm 73 now, also that thought started to emerge and I immediately canceled it out. It's in the consciousness that now you're old. I was with a woman the other day working with her and she says, I'm old. I said, stop that. You know, this is Your brain, there's a wonderful book out there called Your Brain is Always Listening. Okay. Your brain is listening all the time. And so what I do, I'm not a guy who goes to the gym a lot. During the shutdown, I went to the gym. I'm a meditator. I think that's super for anti-aging, is having a stress reducer. Meditation is a big deal in my life. But just for playfulness, I'll share with you, I did notice that my muscles were no longer what they were, okay? And I'm just going, what is going on here? So I'm just going to tell you what I did, okay? I got some Shilajit. Are you familiar with Shilajit?
Yes, I take it all the time.
Okay, so I
mix it in water. It's awesome.
It's awesome. I think every man should be taking Shilajit. You know, it's just like,
tell everybody what it is, John.
Okay, so if you go to the Himalayas, it's snowing all the time, but when spring comes, they go into the mountains and they climb the mountains, and there's this tar that's rich in fulvic acid and all the minerals that comes out of the Himalayas. So it's the purest place on the planet, and you pull this tar out, and they process it in the capsules and pills, but I found the tar itself you can buy. And just a tiny little size of a piece of rice, you put it under your tongue. So I did that. I'm just going to share what just happened because I've been noticing. All right. Do I have to go back to the gym and all that? It's just not my thing. I know lots of people, they're built for that. We have different body types. Okay. There's the meso body type, which needs to go to the gym more. There's the ectomorph body type. Doesn't have that much muscle mass when you're born. They tend to be either tall or short, but less fat, less muscle. And then there's endomorph body types, which are more round. And if you're an endomorph, you can be what looks like overweight and be very healthy, you know, not obese. But I remember Dr. Weil, he's a really health guy. And he's telling me, he's like a little Santa Claus, okay? he's telling me, hey, it doesn't have any effect on longevity. And I would just correct that by saying, if you're a endomorph and you're more round than others, it's probably very healthy. So there's a dynamic here. And belly fat, by the way, is a producer of estrogen. So when you have more belly fat than you had when you were younger, you're aging quickly. Your testosterone's going down. So I took my Shilajit just for fun. It gives you an extra sense of boost. In my meditation, I've already learned this. If you actually, there's research showing that, you know, you do the machines, your muscles will get better. So during shutdown, I was doing the machines and I can completely remember what it felt like to push every one of the machines I did. So the research showed that you can almost build the same amount of muscle mass by taking the same time and imagining that you're doing it. And you actually I'm so surprised just today after doing it. It's so much bigger than it was. I mean, literally, it was like I just went to the gym by doing it mentally. For some people who are more mental and don't want to go to the gym, at least to learn how you feel when you're pushing on the machines. So you have to have that sense of I'm feeling it. And then another thing for anti-aging is now it's not wintertime, but still my pool is rather cold. It was 65 degrees. Swimming, doing laps in 65 degrees definitely increases vitality. If you're more extreme, I know some people are, you know, they go for the cold plunge and the whole thing. When I was younger, I used to do that. And back when nobody was doing it, I was a celibate monk for 9 years. And every day I was in Switzerland and I would go first one into the cold bath, you know, so you're getting during the winter, some really good cold water. And I would go in there. I think that's part of my own. It was a good, healthy time in my life. But you can go to some of the, even right here where I live, there's a group of people who are in their 90s and they go into the bay. You know, if you can handle that, cold water treatment is really good for anti-aging. I also do sauna. I have these little box saunas that your head's out of, so you can heat it up a lot more with infrared. Within 10 minutes, the sauna I have, I'm already sweating. To break into a sweat that quickly, infrared, if you have a good one, can do it.
Go ahead, John.
That's detox. I mean, we really are always being exposed to toxicity, no matter how pure you are. The plants we eat, they're all being exposed to the chemtrails above. You know, they're spraying the clouds. Now, finally, the government has said, yes, we're doing it.
Right.
They've been doing it since 1995. Yeah. There's stripes across. And that pollutes the soil. Okay, so the soil has been polluted by what they've been putting into the air. And then you have the non-organic food, which works against your gut flora. It wipes it out, so our digestion goes down. You know, we see a lot of people who... They're in their 90s right now, and there've always been people in their 90s. That's an illusion that people were dying young. It's in the cities. In the cities, people would die young because there was filth. There wasn't cleanliness, okay? The hygiene wasn't there. So when you have toxic cities, but people lived in and we call them the blue zones now, but the whole world was blue zones basically before, unless you just happened to live somewhere where the water was toxic for some reason. So, but generally speaking, organic food is really important. I travel, so when I'm traveling, I'm going to eat some of the food that's all not organic. So what I have to do, and I think you just sharing with me before that you do cleanses. I do cleanses. For me, it's a very simple cleanse. I just do water. I just don't eat. I just finished a 5-day one. Fantastic detox. I noticed that. I used to do them quite regularly. I went off for a couple of years and starting back, it was much more difficult. Sure. But what I know is if you do them regularly, has been my experience, is quite easy. So again, fasting is a powerful thing for anti-aging. For men, fasting is a producer of testosterone. Anytime you discipline yourself to do something you don't want to do, it's good for you. Sometimes we don't want to go to work, but we got to make the money, and that's a noble cause. That produces testosterone. When men stop going to work and just do what they like to do, they die within 3 years. They get sick and they die. Usually it's a heart attack. This is the insurance companies talking here. They say if a man stops working, he's got about three years left before his first heart attack. He might get some stents, it might go a little further. But the key is to feel like every day I have to do something. And if I don't do it, there will be negative consequences. Because ultimately, for masculine energy, which we are men, as soon as we stop having the testosterone that really defines our bodies as masculine, I mean, this is real biology here. When a man is experiencing chronic stress, his testosterone levels are always low. We're talking always low. When a man is aggressive or angry, his testosterone levels are low. His estrogen levels, the female hormone, starts to go high. So when you're sitting around watching TV, and you can, of course, life is balanced. But when you are, or you're drinking beer and you're just having fun, your estrogen levels are going up. We need a balance of both, okay? So you need your estrogen levels. So ideally, you worked hard that day. Then you can go over to your estrogen side, relax, and something that stimulates a little testosterone along with some estrogen. That's called going to play golf. It's called hobby. For me, it's either meditation or it's watching the news. Watching the news is very, very powerful, or watching a podcast to have you basically challenge yourself, but in a relaxed position. You know, people know my book, Men Are From Mars. I talk about men need their cave time. Now, the cave time is your downtime from working hard. So you work hard, that depletes you of testosterone to a certain extent. If you're challenged, okay, you're going to use up a lot of your testosterone. So it's normal at the end of the day, you want to relax. But the way you relax needs to be kind of a challenging relaxation. Another form of which would be meditation, could be exercise, going to the gym, can be any kind of hobby, anything that's fascinating to you that challenges you. You know, the guy wants to go fix his car, you know, these are these various things that actually hobbies used to be on your resume that says that you're a well-adjusted man, is that exactly. You have hobbies that you do. Mm-hmm. Interests separate from your work. So your work, we need that challenge of adrenaline, okay? It's very, very important that we are challenged every day, or 5 days a week, let's put it that way. And you're challenged. Then you have your relaxation time where your mind stays active. Historically, that's why people meditated. This is the whole Eastern tradition was primarily for men, is you would go to work, you do your work, and you come home and you would meditate. You start the day with meditation, because meditation is your forgetting problems. See, one of the things is that if I'm at work, I can solve problems. Solving problems makes testosterone, but also uses it up, okay, depending on how much stress there is. You know, it's not all just fun games. You got to discipline yourself, do certain things, whatever. That is testosterone producing, but it also uses up testosterone. So at the end of the day, quite often your testosterone levels have dropped. Now, during that time, you need to take some time to do something that's not producing a lot of estrogen. So think of a seesaw. When my estrogen goes up, I'm doing something fun. My testosterone, my power, in a sense, becomes less. Another example of that is taking time with, at my age, going with my most recent grandchild. She's a year and a few months.
Oh, congrats. So
she's great. Yeah, thanks. She's adorable. Everything's good. I go hang out for several hours, 4 hours with that grandchild, and I'm exhausted. Now, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours and not be exhausted, because I'm solving problems, I'm conveying information, I'm learning something, whatever it might be.
So it's a balance.
You want to find your balance. And okay. You know, one of the greater things about growing old is that naturally men's estrogen levels go up. Mm-hmm. So you'll see that, you know, that this statement's made all the time, which is, you know, on your deathbed, what are the things that you regret? You know, you regret.
Work too much, right?
What was that?
You work too much.
Yeah, you work too much. But if you didn't work too much, you might not have a house.
Let's take a run at this, because you mentioned something interesting where the insurance companies and their actuarial tables say, you know, 3 years after you stop working, you're going to die. So there's a lot of people in our culture getting retired early. And I know in my business, advertising, there's no 70-year-olds and that many people in advertising, unless you're a member of a holding company and you're way up there and you're just not going to let go. So, and you want to stay active and you hit the, like maybe the age of 70. What I have found, I'm not there yet, but I found that over time, what I'm doing in terms of staying vital is I stopped drinking alcohol 3.5 years ago. That's been a big help to me.
That's a big help because alcohol produces estrogen, just so you know. So once again,
So that's one. Two, just making some changes. I stopped eating meat 16 years ago. I don't know. Sometimes lately, after I just did my most recent cleanse, I'm like, maybe I'm ready to start eating some clean, organic, you know, wild caught fish. And well, I do eat fish, but I mean, so very high level beef or something like that. I don't know. I haven't though. So it's 16 years there. And the point,
I'll stop you there.
Got it.
There's beef is the biggest supporter of testosterone you can put in your body.
Okay.
Now all these studies are talking about the toxic side effects of beef and the fat that goes, that's because it's toxic beef. Mm-hmm. Okay. You've got these cows eating GMO foods.
Right.
Before they're giving grain.
Exactly.
You know, grain to fatten them up. This is bad fat. Nothing wrong with beef fat. You know, I'm a ribeye 3 times a week, 4 times a week. And I want the fat, but healthy fat. Mm-hmm. So you've got all, you know, go to McDonald's, go to these places, go to any restaurant. If it's not an organic, grass-fed, grass-finished. See, it's the corn that produces toxic fat.
Exactly.
They want to patent them up with corn at the last thing. And they make it sound like it's a delicacy. Oh, and it's finished with corn. And everybody goes, oh, natural. No, that's bad fat for you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's the animal fat is so many alternative doctors. Animal fat is good if it's the good animal fat. Yeah. Okay, so well, I'm a big fan of for men.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you muscle mass. That gives you power. And that will give you the ability to stand up against any oppression.
Mm-hmm. How about bone broth? Do you drink? What do you
think? Bone broth is fantastic. Bone broth is fantastic. And my wife makes me bone broth soup. You know,
how do you know that the bone broth is from well-fed cows?
Because I get it at the store that has nothing but organic stuff.
Got it. Okay. All right.
And not everybody has that, but you can order that online. You can get the good organic bone broth. You can get the good organic meats. And then so for power as a man, nothing's going to help you more than fasting and then also having your meat and mm-hmm. using your muscles. Okay. So this is like really real. Are your muscles or brain? Mm-hmm. But what makes you smart is fish. Okay. So fish, again, once again, has to be
wild caught
fish. You know, they're giving all these antibiotics. If they're manufacturing the fish in there, they have to put antibiotics in it.
And things like mackerel, you want the high omega fish, mackerel, salmon, things like that, right?
And the bigger the fish, like swordfish, terrible. Bigger the fish means they lived longer. They've accumulated more toxicity from the ocean.
That's
they got more
point.
Heavy metals.
So one of the points I wanted to make, John, and my special guest on Guys Radio is the amazing author and teacher, John Gray. And we're talking about aging as our kind of first topic today is making some changes where you don't have to, I've got a question coming, but I just want to say what I have found is I used to lift weights all the time and I loved it. Now I use body weight exercises. I still do a lot of pushups. I used to run. I ran marathons. Now I swim all the time. So there's a lot of changes you can make. I used to, you know, drink alcohol. Now I don't, but I found a non-alcoholic beer that's very good that I enjoy. And it's really about the ritual. It's not about the actual
alcohol.
And
I'm having my kombucha, which tastes like a beer. You know, it's very, very healthy, good for the gut.
So let me
back up for just a moment.
Because
I said I don't go to the gym. Mm-hmm. I do my body weight. You know, I do a whole set of active yoga exercises every morning where mm-hmm. I have to hold. I mean, it builds muscle. But actually taking Shila Jeet and imagining lifting mm-hmm. really, really heavy weights actually put on more muscle mass. And that's research has shown you get about 80% of the benefit of just imagining that you're lifting those weights as opposed to lifting them. That was proven.
So
you know, athletes do this a lot. They imagine themselves doing stuff and whatever.
So here's the question, John. John, we talked about, you know, 3 years, then you might be bye-bye if you're not really engaged. So I would think you'd agree, and I'd like to get your take and your guidance on this as to when people reach the age of 70 or so and they're retiring, it's very important for them to be active and follow another passion and develop something or follow something you've developed over the time when you were kind of laddering down out of your typical career into something else where you're passionate about something and you have a vision and you have a plan. Because if you think about it, let's say you get out of your job at 60 or 70, you could live another 30 years. You could have another third of your life and you could be very vital. Whereas some of the actuarial tables are saying, 3 years and you're out of there. And I would think a lot of that is because you're not engaged in life.
Yeah, absolutely. And so follow your passion. Okay. But also, if you want testosterone, it's not just passion. I mean, I can have a passion for ice cream, all right? So just keep these that way. It's a passion of action that is needed by other people in a meaningful way. And that could just be standing in a food line serving people. Mm-hmm. But you have to get up and go and do it. What I've done is, even in my own life, I've just, I do this. This doesn't make so much testosterone for me anymore because it's so easy. Okay, I love doing this. I love my work. I love teaching. But it has become such a pleasure for me to do. So it doesn't feel like work. So I've taken on a new challenge. I'm starting food trucks. Where did that go?
Tell us about that.
Well, I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it, but I'm doing it because consciously, I want to do something new and different. I want to do something that's challenging, something that nobody else is doing. There's a certain delicacy, a dessert. And so that dessert I want to bring to the farmers markets in different places that I really, really like. And nobody's doing it. So
I love it.
I'm doing that with my wife and we're having a fun activity together. It's all, we got to set up a kitchen. We got to get everything set up. We got several trucks. I'm going to get a fleet of trucks all around California.
What are they called?
Coco Crazy. It's all coconut products.
All right. I love it.
I love
coconut water. Great for you too.
Coconut milk is so good. There's no bad side effects of it. It's just fresh. It's right from the pulp. And then coconut water, unpasteurized, you just got a machine that breaks those coconuts. We get them from Thailand. So it's fun, you know, it's hard work and it's a lot of detail and it's being of service. And these things, it's serving a need for somebody.
Talk to us a little bit about the importance because I do TM. I was kind of gifted a sponsorship into it and I've been meditating for years. And I've done some personally guided meditations and some kind of what I call zero balancing, Dr. Fritz Smith, and then others where I just would go kind of into a void. But the TM has really brought me a consistency where I've got my 20 minutes of transcending in the morning, 20 minutes of transcending late in the day. And I feel it's really helping me because it's cleared out a lot of stuff from my past. Things came up during all those sessions and I processed them through. Are you a proponent of TM? And what type of meditation do you do?
Well, I'm a TM teacher and I'm a teacher of TM teachers. I spent 9 years with Maharishi. I was his personal assistant. I taught his teacher training programs. I'm a master TM meditator.
Okay.
And I do other techniques that are a bit more advanced. But the basic and what's great about the TM program is that you went to those 3 days, right? Or 4 days.
Okay. Yeah.
It's all set. So you're doing it with a group. You're learning with other people. All the questions are being answered. You've committed a lot of time. You've committed some money. You don't just throw that one away.
Right.
You can read a book called Easy Meditation. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it could just be a copy of TM. But you're just going to read a book. You're going to try it once and it's going to be done. You're not going to follow up. There's a power. It's like trying to learn to play tennis from a book.
Right.
You want to be with a tennis pro, somebody who's lived it, somebody who believes in it, somebody's with other people who've invested time and energy. There's a power to that. And then you get into that ritual of every day, 20 minutes, twice a day. And if you don't do it when you get home, you can always do it before you go to bed. That's another thing.
What's the benefit for aging for that, John?
Oh, it's all about aging. Go look at all the TMers. They all look younger. There's no question about that. There can be exceptions as well. Because what you're doing is in TM, you're giving your brain a chance. It's the perfect cave time, particularly for men, but because women are now on their male side, for many women, it works for them as well. but you're taking time to discipline your brain to do something that's challenging, to repeat a mantra over and over. Your mind will wander. You just bring it back, and your mind will wander, and you bring it back.
Right.
It's so good for ADD. It's retraining the brain to stay focused without high stimulation. You know, part of what ADD is yeah, I have the high stimulation of my phone or porn, for example, or, you know, any sort of driving fast, any sort of addictive type behavior will give you hyper focus. So people go, oh, I don't have ADD. I've got great focus. No, that's what ADD is you can only hold your attention on something that's dopamine stimulating, like a drug, in a sense. That's what, you know, all those, that's what the ADD drugs are. And so from my point of view, I think it's totally overprescribed. I wrote a whole book on that one. And one of the basics of it is to know that your children are being stimulated all the time. So just looking, like say a child looks at, now they've got your little kids in front of iPads, you're training that brain to be ADD. You're giving them super stimulation. When you overstimulate the brain with dopamine, what produces dopamine is either danger or newness or bright colors, loud music, challenge. All those things stimulate dopamine. And when you're passively being stimulated, it's way more. So if I'm driving my car, at least I'm generating it. See, so I'm making testosterone along with it. But when you just passively let your brain be stimulated, and that's what watching TV is. Okay, this is that's too much TV will stimulate ADD. Too much, you know, phone time will stimulate ADD. Too much. One of the big ones. This is really, really a sad truth. Is the porn industry? It produces massive doses, almost like taking cocaine for a brief period of time. And your brain gets that hit of dopamine. And now what that means, biologically, think of this, the way dopamine works, it stimulates you and motivates you, stimulates an action, makes you feel alive, makes you feel good. And for men, what it does, it raises your testosterone. So, you know, when you... When a man's doing porn, he has low testosterone, low motivation, low energy, self-esteem crashing, not feeling good. Go do some porn, and for 8 minutes, you'll feel really, really good, and then your brain, you'll crash back down and feel even worse. That's what happens. It's addictive.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the young guys today. I have a son. He's 11. Fortunately, he doesn't play video games. He's shown zero interest. He reads like crazy. He reads at an 11th grade level, and he reads the classics. And my wife still reads to him at night, and he loves it. So we figured,
it's the best thing.
It's great. He swims. He plays baseball. But he, you know, once he gets on that screen to watch his show or whatever, and he doesn't like the noisy stuff, and he doesn't like violence. He doesn't like loud music, really. He likes the classic, old classic rock.
You raised
like
him
old,
well.
Old stuff. Yeah. But once he gets hold of that screen, like he says, can I watch some video or something? And he'll watch a show or a movie or something. But then you have to take it, like shut him down after a while, because he gets addicted to it. So why is it all the young boys have this issue with this attention these days?
The girls have it too. It shows up differently. What you'll see with women, to a great extent, their ADD is they'll say, there's so much to do. I have no time for me. I have so many things I have to do. I'm overwhelmed. See, for them, it shows up kind of like the opposite. When a boy becomes ADD, he becomes hyper-focused on things that are stimulating. So your teacher is just sort of talking about things that may not be of interest to him. He becomes bored very quickly. But put him in front of a little video game or something stimulating like that. Anything that stimulates high dopamine, he'll focus. So his mind doesn't wander. A boy playing a video game has no problem focusing. What he has a problem doing is shifting his focus to something that's not as stimulating. The easy way to understand it is, I think most people know now, although they didn't in the past, if you feed children dessert before the meal, the food is boring. It's a simple concept. Sugar produces high dopamine levels. It crashes down. So another way to understand the brain works is think about, most people know that the pupils in the eye, if you go out into the bright sun, that's high stimulation, look at the sun, they'll immediately shrink. And then if you were to go into my office here, which just has regular light, it will be dark. Okay, so sometimes you go to the movie theater and you've got a big bright movie screen, and then you come outside with bright light and it's all dark. Okay, you get after all that stimulation, it takes time for the pupils to open up again. I sort of said it wrong. Mm-hmm. I was remembering I was a child.
I got you.
But the point is, high stimulation, think of receptor sites in the brain as like little flowers. They're opening up. So when your son is not seeking out high stimulation, he's very healthy. And reading and being read to by a person are ways to open the receptor sites. Okay, so the receptor mm-hmm. sites are open. Now, when they're open and you get a... Think about like when you're doing TM, if you were to be relaxing, you hear a loud noise, you mm-hmm. would shake right. like that. And mm-hmm. then you relax back. That's what's unique about TM and the research. It shows that, you know, loud noises can shock you, but then you can relax right away. That's the key. Yes, your receptor sites were wide open. So, you know, Alfred Hitchcock movies, for example, they're very peaceful and whatever. Right. And then when you're least expecting it, some bad thing happens. You're completely shocked because it was unexpected. So that's everything's peaceful and calm. The receptor sites are open. And now you get this big stimulation. It just has a bigger effect on you. And what happens, your body then closes up like your pupils constricting in. And it stays that way, which means less dopamine can affect you. So you get the sugar. Now everything closes down. And vegetables that don't have that high dopamine stimulation are boring. And they don't even taste good. But if you were hungry... and you didn't have dessert, you eat vegetables and they taste so good. Anything tastes good if you're hungry.
Question for you, John. So ultimately, we want these young fellows to become conscious men. Another book, John, that you wrote with Arjuna Arda and Warren Farrell. And there's 12 tenets to being a conscious man. Yeah. Let me read a couple of them and maybe you can talk about it. Number one,
that's fun.
He knows his mission and his purpose. I think that's number one. And I think that's great.
Yeah, it's mission and purpose with a guy. And that's as simple as every day writing out your goals, okay? Is what am I doing today? If you don't have something you have to do, your testosterone doesn't start up. And of course, ironically, with women, when they feel I have to do something, their stress level goes up. Now, certainly we all have to do things, so it's a matter of balance. If all I did was things I have to do, then I wouldn't have my recovery time of things I get to do that I enjoy doing, but is also producing some testosterone recovering. But mission and purpose. Now, what happened to our whole culture, which is why it's going down the tubes right now, is we have to adjust because a boy knew from birth what your mission was. Your mission was to get a job, to earn money, so that you can support a woman having a baby and having a family and live happily ever after. And that is being completely challenged today. Like there's just some, what do we call the... colonizer belief system. It's been in every culture always. We wouldn't have a culture around the world if couples didn't get married or have relationships where men stayed with the woman. Women need a man to be with them to raise a child. Trying to raise a child without a supporter, it took a man to help her make the baby. It takes a man to help stay with her. And if we didn't have all this distraction of pornography and everything, what would happen, and masturbation, is that's massively addictive. And when I think about your 11-year-old boy, I go back to when I was 11 years old, knew nothing about any of this stuff, climbing the rope. I felt like I'd reached nirvana. You know, I thought, does anybody know what just happened while I'm climbing the rope?
It's interesting because he does swimming, and now he was just swimming and having fun. And now he's at a place where they're pretty competitive. And he went to his first, it's called a green meet. And he was doing so good that he stopped three quarters of the way through the race and was looking around, and then he kept going. And I said, you got to finish because it's about the time, because there's a bunch of different trials. And now I put up on the refrigerator everybody's time and highlighted his, and he goes and he looks at it. And now he's thinking about how can I go faster? And it's just something to keep him on beam. On his own, he's picked that up. We haven't said, you know, you have to be super competitive. You do it on your own. And
you compete with yourself. That's again, I can do better. I can mm-hmm. do better. I can mm-hmm. do better.
And that's a good thing for everybody. So let me ask you number two.
When you say, but let me be not so restrict. You know, everybody wants to get so idealistic. No, mm-hmm. you want to compete with other people. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not just I'm competing with myself.
Right,
how do I? True. You've got to compare with other people.
It's nice to win. It's nice to win.
You know, my wife actually just said to me today, she was having to deal with some difficult people from her life and whatever and so forth. That had nothing to do with me. And she says, you know, I really need to interact with other people because it allows me to see how amazing you are. That's, you know, you have to have that in life. You have to have the contrast to know what you've got. I often travel, you know, my work, I travel, teach classes around the world. But when I come back, my house is more beautiful. The nature is more beautiful. I live in a really nice foresty area and so forth. But if you're just the same all the time, no dopamine gets produced, no change. Change produces dopamine. So allows the appreciation to be there. Comparing is also the thief of happiness. You compare too much in a negative sense. It's the thief of happiness, but it's also a source of happiness as well. Look, I did better. There's nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, it's just thing. When it goes too far, which it becomes big ego trip or wanting to push people down as opposed to that's for me and I wish good for you, but I want to do better. That's all part of masculinity, and it's being shot down again. It's like competition is bad. You can't have that. You know, just to understand a little bit of history for people, and every, you know, I teach a lot in China, and during the revolution there, they killed 50 million people, and they were all the intelligentsia, they were all the rich people, the successful people. Now we could all be the same. And what happened then is the whole country went down, 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 and everybody was starving, and it was horrible, terrible life, because there was no competition. See, you've got to have people better than you that you can aspire to. You've got to be able to see this or see this. And if what we saw and we see in our culture today, because people were given so much money during the without working, it becomes addictive to have somebody take care of you, particularly for men, not so much for women, because they work on different hormone sets. But for men, if you're not experiencing the results I get, there's a dignity of feeling I earned this. And, you know, a lot of people who don't understand this, particularly women, think, oh, why should you have to earn? You know, we should all get the same equity. You know, this is the idea of equity, which is everybody gets paid the same, no matter how you perform. You know, it's like my brother-in-law, he does everything to be in the green zone. You know, he does everything to save money and so and make the environment clean. And his neighbor doesn't do anything. It's like so frustrating for him. He's like, it creates anger and division. It's like, I'm doing all this. He's not doing anything. You know, comparing is a big thing, but we have to grow through that. I want to come back to an 11-year-old and just mention to parents who have 11-year-olds. Once you go to junior high, and he's getting close to middle school for many people.
Yep.
You have what you have is a culture that's ancient. People don't realize this, but it's a culture that gets past the seventh grader is being taught by the eighth grader, not by their parents anymore, not by the teacher. There's a whole underground culture
that's
of
true.
Boys.
That's true.
And it didn't go away because the eighth graders teach the seventh grader. The seventh graders learn that. They now go to eighth grade and they teach the seventh graders and the eighth graders. This is like the most dysfunctional culture in the world. What we need is a lot of good mentors and for those age groups, because it can be so dysfunctional.
The name of the book, Conscious Men, there's 11 other points, but the number one is to have a mission and a purpose. And a fantastic conversation, John. Tell us, just take a moment real quick. What's going on with you? Where can people find out more about you? Because we're out of time, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. We're out of time so fast. They can find me at MarsVenus.com. And this is Guy the Guy. I want to train for all the guys and for fathers to teach their sons. And if there's no father around, a mother can teach her son. When this erection starts happening and it starts feeling good, a mother or father can teach the child. This is Asian knowledge, which is never to go up and down. That will produce ejaculation and that will produce addiction. To just stroke it up, like sharpening the sword is what it's called. If you just stroke up for 5 or 10 minutes, it will go away. Your erection goes down. It's so simple. And it frees you from this addictive ADD tendency.
Okay. I'm going to give it a try myself after the show. So great to see you. You got to come back, John. We'll talk about Conscious Men. We can get to the whole book.
Well, we can get to a lot of the ideas of Conscious Men. So
I'd love it.
There's really good points in there as well.
Okay. I'll reach out and let's do that. And thank you for being back on Guys Guys Radio. And yes, the time went really fast because it was a terrific conversation as always. And thank you so much, John Gray.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK House Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Fantastic conversation and fascinating conversation with John Gray today here on Guys Guys Radio. We talked about a lot of different subjects along the way. We focused on aging and anti-aging lifestyle changes that we can make. We also talked about ADHD and what we can do about that. And we also talked about conscious men a little bit towards the end. And it seems like the takeaway is that it's very important, and I said this at the beginning, I'll say it again, is that we do not allow culture to determine how old you are and what your role is based on your chronological age. You have the freedom to determine how you feel and what age you feel like and what you want to do with your life as best you can based on monetary issues, health issues, etc. But do not let the culture put a label on you and say, here, your grandpa, get over there and sit on the rocking chair. Don't do that. We also talked about ADHD and the importance of, for any age. We're not, you know, this isn't a medical show or anything. We're just saying lifestyle, it's always good to get outside. It's always good to get exercise. Meditation, whether it's an aging issue or any other type of disease you may have, meditation can be very helpful to help slow our system down, reset ourselves. We talked about TM. John is actually a TM teacher, and I am a TM student, if you will, and I am getting a lot of benefit out of the practice. And I think any type of meditation is very helpful because if nothing else, it slows you down for 20 minutes to a half hour every day. I do it twice a day, once early in the morning as soon as I wake up, and then later on, late afternoon, if I can find the time. If not, I do it in the early evening. So Guys Guys Radio, we're here for you every week. We've got so many different interviews with so many different folks coming up that I think are really going to help you live your best life, and that's what we're all about. I want to thank all of my 700-plus guests that I've connected with over the years. I want to thank my wonderful producer, Chris, my strategy lead, Ryan, and most of all, I want to thank you, our growing Guys Guy audience. Thank you. If you enjoy the guests and content I bring you each and every week to the show, please subscribe on the platform that you consume the show on, whether it's video, YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is. Thank you for your support. I'm going to see you next week. And until then, guys, finish first.